all this on paper looks very good, excellent, like any other plan. You know, you can have a plan of a house and the which looks very good, but if it's not built by a professional builder and the outcome is not according to the plan, then the plan becomes useless. What we knew, obviously, that the plan is not the first good plan Zimbabwe has ever produced. All the plans that Zimbabwe has produced before are all excellent and good plans. But what lacks there is the issue of will to implement those plans according to the timetable set in terms of those plans. So from the way to go, when this plan was presented, I did tell the minister that this plan was good. It was as good as the other ones, which are gathering dust on the shelves. And this one, again, I didn't expect anything out of this plan at all.
Mr. Chitambara, if you can come in here. From your view, what would you say has plagued this plan?
Well, there are a number of factors, I think, that have hindered the actualization and implementation. It's not the first plan, like the Honorable Chairperson has said, to have good intentions and to have been crafted in Zimbabwe. I think there is a general inertia, I think, among Zimbabweans, among policymakers, when it comes to implementation of plans. And that has not been helped by, the liquidity crisis that is prevailing in the economy. That has also not been helped by the squabblings and the dysfunctionalities that are prevalent within the inclusive government, as well as also other issues to do with the bureaucracies in terms of some of our regulations and our laws. All those issues are hampering, I think, the smooth implementation of the MTP.
Honorable, as one of the main issues has been a policy and political discord in the inclusive government, how much has this affected this plan?
Well, I would say really the bulk of the negative effect of the plan comes from the discord. And the discord, let's be clear here, the discord is not only coming from a situation of an MDC versus ZANU-PF or ZANU-PF versus MDC. The discord is even within the ministries in the same political party. There's a total discord that there's not talking together. They are not talking in terms of wanting to make sure that at the end of the day, the outturn is a positive and for the benefit of the people of Zimbabwe. I did not hasten to say that in really, at the end of the day, because there are no set benchmarks and there are no issue of accountability to the general public to say this has been poorly done or whatever it is. Therefore, I think people are getting away with it because taking advantage of the electorate, that is very little understanding in terms of what the electorate should expect from the executive. Particularly, again, from a parliamentary point of view, you know, parliament should really be exerting its powers in terms of its oversight function over the executive. But I think the setup does not is not giving Parliament the bite that it should have in terms of its oversight function on the executive.
Mr. Chitambara, as we look at this plan, what changes can be made initially now so that the plan can move forward and meet its target by 2015?
Well, there are many things that need to be done. I will not dwell on the political aspects. But one thing that will be useful, I think, even for the future, is that we need an institutional framework for economic planning, implementation, monitoring, evaluation, and control. If you look at countries like India, they've actually come up with an institution called the National Planning Commission that is directly chaired by the Prime Minister of India. So I think in Zimbabwe, we also need to move along those directions, where we have a commission, an institutional framework that brings together a government on the one hand, that brings on board business, and also that brings on board civil society as well as the workers, labor movement, so that they can actually plan together, they can monitor together, they can implement together, and they can control together. And that way, I think our policies will become like a bottom-up.
Honorable, I will end with you here. What steps are you taking to implement and change, hopefully to meet the target of 2015?
I think to be very precise without deceiving the people of Zimbabwe, it would be very difficult. It would be very difficult. I think us as the members of parliament, or as parliament, we have proxies from the shareholders, who is the ordinary people. And really the management of this common court in Zimbabwe, unfortunately, is not appointed directly in terms of who should do this by the electorate. But to be very precise, it is going to be very difficult for the change to be initiated from any other quarters besides the executives themselves in terms of having to change the way they want to deliver to the people of Zimbabwe.